This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information for how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Poems by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Read by Linda Liu. Part 7. Unfinished Poems and Fragments. Poem 52. Summa. The best ideal is a true, and other true is none. All glory be ascribed to the holy three in one. Poem 53. What being in rank old nature should earlier have that breath been? What being in rank old nature should earlier have that breath been, that here, personal, tells off these heart's song, powerful peals? A bush-browed, beetle-browed billow is it, with a south-westerly wind blustering, with a tide rolls reels of crumbling, fore-foundering, thundering all surfy season, seen underneath their glassy barrel of a fairy green, or a jaunting, vaunting, vaunting, assaulting, trumpet telling. Poem 54. On the portrait of two beautiful young people, a brother and sister. Oh, I admire and sorrow. The heart's eye grieves discovering you, dark tramblers, tyrant ears. A juice rides rich through bluebells in vine leaves, and beauty's dearest, veriest vein is tears. Happy the father, mother of these, too fast, not that, but thus far, all with frailty, blessed in one fair fall, but for times aftercast, creatures all heft, hope, hazard, interest. And are they thus? The fine, the fingering beams, their young, delightful hour, do feature down that pleated else, like day-dissolved dreams, or ringlet race, unburling barrel brown. She leans on him with such contentment fond, as well the sister sits, would well the wife. His looks, the soul's own letters, see beyond, gaze on, and fall directly forth on life. But ah, bright forelock, cluster that you are, a favored make in mind and health and youth. Where lies your landmark, sea mark, or soul star? There's none but truth can stead you. Christ is truth. There's none but good can be good. Both for you and what sways with you, maybe the sweet maid, none good but God. A warning waved to one once that was found wanting when good weighed. Man lives that list, that leaning in the will, no wisdom can forecast by gauge or guess. The selfless self of self, most strange, most still, fast furled and all foredrawn to no or yes. Your feast of that most in you earnest eye may but call on your banes to more carouse. Worst will the best. What worm was here, we cry, to have havoc pocked so? See the hung heavenward boughs. Enough. Corruption was a world's first woe. What need I strain my heart beyond my ken? Oh, but I bear my burning witness, though, against the wild and wanton work of men. Poem 55. The sea took pity. It interposed with doom. The sea took pity. It interposed with doom. I have tall daughters dear that heed my hand. Let winter wed one, sow them in her womb, and she shall child them on the new world's strand. Poem 56, Ash Boughs. A. Not of all my eyes see, wandering on the world, is anything a milk to the mind, so. So sighs deep poetry to it, as a tree whose boughs break in the sky. Say it is ash boughs, whether on a December day unfurled fast, or they in clammyish lash tender combs creep apart wide a new nestle at heaven most high. They touch heaven, taper on it. How their talons sweep the smoldering enormous winter welkin. May melts blue and snow white through them, a fringe and fray of greenery. It is old earth groping towards a steep heaven, whom she childs us by. Variant from line 7. B. They touch, they taper on it. Hover on it, here, there hurled, with talons sweep the smoldering enormous winter welkin. Aye, but more cheer is when May melts blue with snow white through their fringe and fray of greenery, and old earth gropes for, grasps at steep heaven with it, whom she childs things by. Poem 57. Hope holds to Christ the mind's own mirror out. Hope holds to Christ the mind's own mirror out, to take his lovely likeness more and more. It will not well, so she would bring about an ever brighter burnish than before, and turns to wash it from her welling eyes, and breathes the blots of all with sighs and sighs. Her glass is blessed, but she, as good as blind, holds till hand aches and wonders what is there. Her glass drinks light, she darkles down behind, all of her glorious gainings unaware. I told you that she turned her mirror dim between whiles, but she sees herself, not him. Poem 58, St. Winifred's Well. Act 1, Scene 1. Enter Tereth from writing, Winifred following. Tereth, what is it, Gwen, my girl? Why do you hover and haunt me? Winifred, came by Carawise, sir. I came by Carawise. There, some messenger there might have met you from my uncle. Your uncle met the messenger, met me, and this the message. Lord Benno comes tonight. Tonight, sir? Soon now. Therefore have all things ready in his room. There needs but little doing. Let what there needs be done. Stay, with him one companion, his deacon, Dervan Warm. Twice over must the welcome be, but both will share one cell. This was good news, Gwenrovie.
Ah, yes.
Why, get thee gone, then. Tell thy mother I want her.
Exit Winifred.
No man has such a daughter. The fathers of the world call no such maiden mine. The deeper grows her dearness, and more times laces round and round my heart, the more some monstrous hand gropes with clammy fingers there, tampering with those sweet binds, draws them out, strains them. Meantime some tongue cries, what, Tereth, what, thou poor fond father, how in this bloom, this honeysuckle, that rides the air so rich about thee, is all sheared away thus. Then I sweat for fear, or else a funeral, and yet 'tis not a funeral. Some pageant which takes tears, and I must foot with feeling that alive or dead my girl is carried in it. Endlessly goes marching through my mind. What sense is this? It has none. This is too much the father, nay, the mother, fanciful. I here forbid my thoughts to fool themselves with fears.
Enter Quinlo.
Act 2. Scene. A wood ending in a steep bank over a dry dean. Winifred, having been murdered within, re-enter Caradoc with a bloody sword. Caradoc. My heart, where have we been? What have we seen, my mind? What stroke has Caradoc's right arm dealt? What done? Head of a rebel struck off it has, written upon lovely limbs, in bloody letters, lessons of earnest, of revenge, monuments of my earnest, records of my revenge, on one that went against my whereas I had warned her, warned her. Well she knew, I warned her of this work. What work? What harm's done? There is no harm done, not yet. Perhaps we struck no blow. Gwenrevie lives, perhaps, to make believe my mood was. Mock. Why am I think so but here? Here as a workman from his day's task sweats. Wiped, I am sure this was. Seems not well, for still, still the scarlet swings and dances on the blade. So be it. Thou steel, thou butcher, I can scour thee, fresh burnish thee, sheathe thee in thy dark lair. These drops never, never, never in their blue banks again. The woeful Craddock, or the woeful word, then what? What have we seen? Her head, sheared from her shoulders, fall, and lapped in shining hair, roll to the bank's edge, then down the beetling banks, like water in waterfalls, it stooped and flashed and fell and ran like water away. Her eyes, oh, and her eyes, and all her beauty and sunlight to it is a pit, den, darkness, foam falling is not fresh to it, rainbow by it, not beaming. In all her body, I say, no place was like her eyes, no piece matched those eyes, cut most part, much cast down, but being lifted, immortal, of immortal brightness. Several times I saw them, thrice or four times turning. Round and round they came and flashed towards heaven. Oh, there, there they did appeal. Therefore airy vengeances are afoot. Heaven vault fast purpling portends, and what first lightning any instant falls means me. And I do not repent. I do not, and I will not repent. Not repent. The blame-bearer who aroused me, what I have done violent, I have like a lion done, lion-like done. Honoring an uncontrolled, royal, wrathful nature, mantling passion in a grandeur, crimson grandeur. Now be my pride, then perfect. All one piece. Henceforth, in a wide world of defiance, Caradoc lives alone, loyal to his own soul, laying his own law down. No law nor lord now curb him forever. O daring! O deep insight! What is virtue, valor? Only the heart valiant, and right? Only resolution, will. His will unwavering, who, like me, knowing his nature to the heart home, nature's business, dispatches with no flinching. What will flesh, oh, can flesh, second this fiery strain? Not always, oh, no, no. We cannot live this life out. Sometimes we must weary, and in this darksome world, what comfort can I find? Down this darksome world, comfort where can I find? When 'tis light I quenched its rose, time's one rich rose, my hand by her bloom, fast by her fresh, her fleeced bloom, hideous dashed down, leaving earth a winter withering with no now, no Gwenroe. I must miss her most that might have spared her were it but for passion's sake. Yes, to hunger and not have, yet hope on for, to storm and strive and be at every assault fresh foiled, worse flung, deeper disappointed, the turmoil and the torment it has, I swear, a sweetness, keeps a kind of joy in it, a zest, an edge, an ecstasy, next after sweet success. I am not left even this. I all my being have hacked at half with her neck, one part reason, self-disposal, choice of better or worse way, is corpse now, cannot change. My other self, this soul, life's quick, this kind, this keen self-feeling, with dreadful distillation of thoughts sour as blood, must all day long taste murder. What do now then do? Nay, deed bound I am. One deed treads all down here, cramps all doing. What do? Not yield, not hope, not pray. Despair, I that. Brazen despair out, brave all, and take what comes, as here this rabble is come, whose bloods I reck no more of, no more rank with hers than sewers with sacred oils. Mankind that mobs come. Enter a crowd, among them Tareth, Gwenlo, Bueno. After Winifred's raising from the dead and the breaking out of the fountain. Bueno. Oh, now while skies are blue, now while seas are salt, while rushy rains shall fall or brooks shall fleet from fountains, while sick men shall cast sighs for sweet health all despairing, while blind men's eyes shall thirst after daylight, droughts of daylight, when deaf ears shall desire that lip music that's lost upon them, while cripples are, while lepers, dancers in dismal limb dance, fallers in dreadful froth pits, water fares wild, stone, palsy, cancer, cough, lung wasting, womb not bearing, rupture, running sores, what more, in brief, in burden, as long as men are mortal and God merciful, so long do this sweet spot, this leafy lean over, this dry dean, now no longer dry nor dumb, but moist and musical, with the uproll and the down carol of day and night delivering water, which keeps thy name. For not in rock written, but in pale water, frail water, wild, rash, and reeling water, that will not wear or print, that will not stain a pen, thy venerable record, virgin, is recorded. Here to this holy well shall pilgrimages be, not from purple Wales only, nor from Elmy, England, but from beyond seas, Erin, France and Flanders, everywhere, pilgrims, still pilgrims, more pilgrims, still more poor pilgrims. What sights shall be when some that swung, wretches on crutches, their crutches shall cast from them, on heels of air departing, for they go rich as rose leaves hence that loathsome came hither, not now to name even those dear, more divine boons whose haven the heart is. As sure as what is most sure, sure as that spring primroses shall new dapple next year, sure as tomorrow morning, amongst come-back-again things, things with a revival, things with a recovery, thy name. End of part 7. This recording is in the public domain.